It is Running a Fever, day 7. Should be day 10. It's actually the 10th day that I've been doing this. And it's only the 7th run, or walk run, as the case may be. Why, you may ask, Mr. Running a Fever guy, do those mathematical numbers not add up? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because the thing I feared the most actually happened. It was Thanksgiving, and what should have been days 7, 8, and 9 were taken up with typical Thanksgiving stuff. So, another thing that happened, you heard this on day 6, on episode 6, is, my father gave me this advice to rest and, you know, only work out so many days a week, etc. So, I was trying to follow that advice. But I think it's also a good idea to form a habit. And I think I mentioned that in the episode. So anyway, I'm going back to trying to do this on a daily basis. And it's a good thing that I'm getting back out there. So there you go. The 3 days off did not turn into a lot of other days off. So that's good. But interesting that I did talk about that last week, and it actually happened. I guess some things you can't avoid their life. I knew it was going to happen. I knew that at some point this was going to happen, and Thanksgiving is a good time for that to happen. Probably Christmas will be similar, but I'm working out through the holidays. I'm not taking time off of the holidays and then doing a New Year's resolution thing. My resolution starts now. And I've got a fever to keep running and to keep getting healthier. It's a little cooler today. The car thermometer says 69 degrees. Feels a little cooler out, but the sun is out. Nary a cloud in the sky. And what we're going to try to do today is find that other parking lot that I've seen toward the middle part of my run and go there and start. Also, other things I want to do today. I have actually done some research, very little research, but I did, look up, and I don't even know who gave the advice, but it was simple running warm-up advice. It is no longer recommended to do static stretches where you hold a stretch for a number of seconds. That is no longer recommended. Dynamic stretching is now recommended, which is where you keep moving. And the instruction said walk for 3 to 5 minutes, which I've definitely been doing, probably definitely longer than that, because I've just been running in the very middle of the workout. And then it said strides for 100 meters. I think what that means is you're not actually running, but you're making strides as if you were running. So walking with bigger strides for that period of time. And then it says do the dynamic stretching before the run. So what I'm going to try to do today is basically the same thing I've been doing in terms of walking and then running in the middle part of the workout. And I'm going to maybe try to figure out to do that strides thing leading up to the run. And I'm not going to do the dynamic stretching today. I'm going to find out more about that and how to do it, what that is exactly, some examples. Right now, I'm driving down where I normally would be, right parallel basically to where I would be running or walking usually, and I'm I'm looking over and I'm seeing everybody running and walking their dogs and all of the things that I've seen on the trail. It's another busy Sunday afternoon, Sunday after Thanksgiving, and I'm looking for a place to turn in and find that parking lot. This is no lake access, no outlet, but it is a street. I'm going to turn down here, and it looks like I've found the way to get to that parking lot. So I'm going to go on a trail, part of the trail that I've never been on, and we're going to see what it's like. Here we go. Just debarked from my toasty warm vehicle. Doesn't feel actually as cold as I thought it did. I guess when you're sitting around the house, it seems a lot colder. Not pushing things too far yet. I'm just going to try to get a nice warm up here. Not a lot of wind. Sun is going down. Probably would have been better to get out here earlier. I think the last run that I had out here was, it was getting pretty dark as I ended my walk. Pretty bright right now. Just kind of low in the sky. So far, traffic doesn't seem to be as much as it was last week. But there's still plenty of it. Talk a little bit about hydration. I had 10 ounces of water before the run, about half of a 20-ounce bottle. And my plan is to have 40 ounces afterwards, like a cold 40, but water instead of malt liquor. There was a time, and I won't go into that though. Definitely not after a run. So after spending the weekend with family, I took a walk with my dad, of course, in the last episode. You know, they're trying to stay active, and then my aunt and uncle were down with us, and they definitely try to walk and stay active, and everybody's in their late 70s or 80s, or early 80s, except for my aunt, who's quite a bit younger than my uncle. But good examples for me to stay healthy and stay active and keep on doing what I'm doing. So I hope that this will lead to a long life like the rest of my family is enjoying right now. Of course, my mother and father will be here Christmas time, and I'm expecting to take them on this, some part of this very trail, and do some walking. So my dad walked half a mile, and I walked a mile, except for the 45 seconds that I ran, and pretty good. So we won't be doing a whole big thing here, but I expect to at least get out. I don't know how long they're going to be here, but I expect to get out at least once every 2 or 3 days. Yeah. So you know how it can be when you're trying to, you know, take somebody's advice, but stick to your own plan as well. For now, I'm on my own plan. Gonna stop recording for now. I may start up later before I actually get back to the car, and I'm gonna hope to find a way to that parking lot this time. Maybe I need to get a park map or something. Anyway, off I go. All right, second
on the trail recording for day 7. Pretty nice picture of, it's a half moon now. Pictures of the moon probably will be pretty common as winter grows on. I did not find the street exactly that goes to that parking lot. Keeping a pretty good pace, I ran for a minute. It's pretty cold. I didn't really feel like I was warmed up until after the run. Maybe need to just dress more warmly for this time of year. Howdy. Yeah, disc golfers are still out, of course. It's only in the 50s, I guess. And so pretty good pace, but actually not what I was doing last week. Of course, I have been off for a few days, but I ran a whole 45 seconds just 4 days ago. So it shouldn't be much of an excuse for me today. I did get out in the pace, though it wasn't as quick. It was steady for most of the run, of the walk run. I didn't find the exact street that goes to that parking lot. It's a really long street. I probably would have had to go another half mile beyond where I usually turn around. But I did stop and look at a map. Took the rare occasion that I can actually use the reading glasses that I bring along, or don't usually get to use them, but you know, might need to use them for my phone or something, being the blind old geezer that I am. My Aunt Charlotte calls them cheaters. They're just regular drugstore reading glasses. Walked up to one of the maps there, and I saw that it goes all the way out to a fairly busy street, so I'll have to try to figure that out. Maybe just look up online the map, because there was no street name on it, so wasn't very useful. But I know it's nowhere near where I am now. I have to go all the way out to further out to get to it. Intentionally kind of slowing down now just to cool down a little bit before I even get to the car. Like I said, it was a long time getting warmed up. Of course, during this time when most of my workout is walking, I'm got plenty of warm up and cool down time. See you in a minute.
Hello, I am back with a bad back. No, not really. I'm back from the run and getting ready to drive back home. So it was a really, well, I don't know. When you take time off, it really, I think, it's going to affect me. Probably, you know, more so now because I'm not in shape. I don't know. I'm just guessing that that's the issue. So it was a little harder today than it has been on the last few runs. Pretty good pace. The workout watch stopped when I stopped to look at the map. I was trying to find a way to get to that other parking lot, to another parking lot, so I could walk a different part of the course. And so I looked at the map just to get some kind of reference of where I could get to that road from the normal way that I go. So I stopped there, and you know, it didn't really warn me of a slowdown, at least not that I noticed, but as soon as I started walking again, it sort of vibrated, and then I looked at it and it said, workout completed. And then so I had another 10 or 20 minute workout from there on the way back. So I'll have to just maybe add those together to figure out. But I just did, the mile and a half that I have been doing, and I did a 1 minute run this time. I've been increasing 15 seconds with every workout, increasing my run time by that much. I don't know, it's not up to a point where I can say, you know, I'm running a quarter mile. I can just kind of estimate if I'm running for a minute and it takes me 30 minutes to run a mile and a half. Here I am doing math. This is live math, folks. Live math in the podcast. I don't know if you get that anywhere else, but I think it should, you know, definitely be a feature that you look for. I mean, how many guys can do this live math? Anyway, while I'm delaying doing the actual math, a mile and a half in 30 minutes is a 3 minute mile. Not a 3 minute mile, a 3 miles an hour. So I'm going 3 miles an hour, you know, so divide 3 miles by 60. It's the same as, so I guess I'm going 3 miles by 60. How do you do that? So 30 divided by 6 would be 3.00 miles divided by 6. Zero minutes equals 0.05, I think it's 0.05 miles, yeah, 0.05. I don't think it was half a mile, so it's got to be 0.05. 0.05 of a mile. Doesn't sound like much. 0.05 of a mile. Yeah. So that's how much I'm running in a minute. I guess, you know, that's how many miles I walk in a minute. So I don't actually know how much I ran because I don't know the distance that I ran. I know the time that I ran, and I don't know how fast I was going. So I can't actually calculate how fast I was going, or because I need two out of the three, you know, that's basic algebra, right? I can't, if I had two unknowns, it's just, or either that or it's just too complicated for me to do at this point. So anyway, if I was walking, that 1 minute, I guess, would have taken me, that doesn't make sense because 30 times that, I don't know. I'm just going to stop while I'm behind. The plan is to hydrate. I had 10 ounces of water before I worked out, and I'm going to have 40 ounces when I get back in there. Glad that I didn't fade out of my workout, especially because it means I'm not going to fade out on my podcast. So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep up the fever. And by the way, I haven't said anything about this. You know, it's kind of obvious, really, but runningafever.com is the website if you want anything other than listening to the podcast. And you can actually listen to it there, of course, and read the notes, etc. Subscribe there too. So if you need to contact me or, you know, anything else you need to do, runningafever.com duh, is the website. All right. So long for now. Stay healthy.